I've always told people when they ask me what is the mark of the beast, read the story of Red Riding Hood. Our twins learned it. One day I came home and the grandmother had taught it to them. They were tiny little tots, and they said, "Uncle Hans, why you got such big eyes?" They were all taken up. And I said one time when I visited a top-notch saint, an old lady, an old saint, and for a half an hour she had done nothing but complained about the preacher and the preacher's wife and everybody in church, I said, "Grandma, what have you got such a big mouth for?" "Why, Little Red Riding Hood knew that isn't Grandma. That was the wolf, and he said to eat you up." And beloved, today there are thousands of people that call themselves saints, and they speak in tongues, and their tongues is a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. They do not follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth, because in his mouth was found no guile. And when he was reproved, he answered not. He didn't sing with his tongue.